Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking to Martha?
Yes.
Hello, Martha. All right. Just to make sure, may I please know in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona?
Yes, I am.
All right. In what state? I have Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or are you registered in another state?
I am registered in Arizona.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
37.
1937. All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I've always voted, and I always will.
All right, so almost certain to vote, okay? If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
The war.
The war, you said?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Biden. I'm an only one person. The only way I go is Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Alrighty, moving on. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Of course, the Democrat, Biden.
I appreciate that. Some other questions may still ask you for who would you be voting, and I really apologize. I understand that you already mentioned Biden, but we need to move on with the survey flow. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first name that I have is Donald Trump.
0.
All right. Joe Biden?
100.
I appreciate it. Next question says, in thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or for the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Oh, Democrat.
Ruben Gallego, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you trust Joe Biden much more or somewhat more?
So much more, 100% more.
All right, in that case, would be much more?
Much more, yes.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So I will go ahead and read to you some statements. Please tell me if you agree or disagree to that statement. The first one I got is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree. 100% agree.
Strongly agree in that case?
What?
On the options, you said that you agree. The options are strongly agree or strongly. Thank you. Next statement. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
I appreciate it. I am going to read you a list about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that President should take action to protect them. First, the statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you agree? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to an American citizen.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less likely to vote more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. So what I'm going to do right now is read to you on a statement, and based on that statement, you will tell me if that statement makes you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him. Or to vote in the 2024 election. The first program I have is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that statement make you more or less likely to vote on the upcoming election?
More.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Okay, would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
The first one.
Much more likely, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely to vote for them.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much.
Much, okay. A program that grants works permit to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Okay, somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat, much more likely.
Much more likely, okay? A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
I appreciate it. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concern, or not at all concern about each of the following. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned are you regarding that statement? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of the asylum, internment camps near to the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Much concerned.
Very concerned?
Yeah.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very true.
Well, would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and the former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden's.
Biden's much more closer to your own view, or somewhat closer to your own view?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes, I do.
All right. And what is your relationship to them? Are they your friend, co-workers, family member, or acquaintance?
Friend.
A friend. Okay. Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following resources to get your news and information? I will read to you some resources. Please tell me if you use any of them. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites, OAN or Newsmax, Fox News channels or website, Univision or Telemundo.
Univision.
All right, you said Univision?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
United States of America.
Thank you. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or another country?
I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, United States of America.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No? Both parents were born on mainland?
Yes, in the United States of America.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
English.
Always English?
Yes.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
A what?
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
You graduated from high school?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Mormon.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Martha.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
Okay. Well, in that case, those were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you. You have a good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.